Hey, hey, welcome to the Culture Centered Classroom Podcast, a space for educators looking to step into their power by creating a classroom environment and lessons that affirm, welcome, and celebrate all their students through instruction. I'm your host, Jocelyn Hubbard, an educator, teacher coach, wife, mother to 5 children, and your partner on this journey of creating culture-centered classrooms. Let's jump into the episode.
This is the last episode in the Back to School series. I want to make sure I give you enough time to listen and process all of the things that I shared over the last 5 days before you join me on Wednesday, August 16th at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the live virtual Back to School workshop. Make sure you head over to customteachingsolutions.com/back-to-school so that you can get signed up today. In this Back to School series, I have shared 5 different essential components to prioritize when creating a welcoming, joyful, and culturally inclusive learning environment. In addition to sharing the components, I also included a strategy and action for immediate implementation. If you have not had a chance to listen to the previous episodes, I highly encourage you to go back and check them out. All these tidbits that I shared are great. Honestly, they're really great. But unless this shift is intentional, it will not be sustainable. Today, we're going to chat about sustainability. Sustainably creating a culture and community where students will thrive because their voice, values, perspective, and general personhood are respected, affirmed, and represented is an intentional and ongoing process. There is not enough momentum in the world to make those initial back-to-school activities impact the entire school year. For one, things change throughout the year. You as the educator change because of life experiences. Maybe you have a baby or get married or lose a parent or have a family member move in. Whatever, it changes you, your perspective, and your capacity. Your students change. Some of the aforementioned situations could also be their reality. A shift in family dynamics, in living conditions, or health conditions. Secondly, there may be, and it's likely to happen, that a new student or 4, 5, 6 are added to your class. Those new students deserve to be a part of the culture and community building process. And third, the world changes. As events happen in our world, there are different ways that the classroom and school community need to show up and support each other. So, what does it look like to sustainably create change toward the consistent and intentional building of a community that is welcoming, joyful, and culturally inclusive? This means weaving community building and identity development into lessons every week. And before you say, Jocelyn, I don't have time for that, let me ask you, what do you have time for? Do you have time to address bullying reactively? Do you have time to talk about effective conflict resolution and communication after a screaming match or physical fight has taken place? What do you have time for? Either we believe in the importance of the thing or we don't. Either we prioritize this work or we don't. A choice has to be made. Good teaching is not just about the textbook learning, because honestly, that's not good teaching. In all of my years in school, K-12, I probably remember a fourth of the stuff I learned in those textbooks. That is not enough. But I don't remember those things. I didn't really fully learn them and internalize them because I wasn't connected to them in any way. How much do you remember? So in practice, this is about weaving community building and identity development into every lesson. It doesn't always have to be this super elaborate thing, though. And I think that's typically what comes to mind when you think of weaving it into every lesson. Let me phrase it this way. It's often the more authentic and organic ways that you show up that have the most impact. Think about the way you phrase something, the structure of your feedback, or the questions you pose. All of those can be designed with this community building and identity development in mind. So for example, SEL lessons, those are all connected to equity and culturally responsive pedagogy. I love SEL lessons. What I don't love is when a school does them in isolation during Monday morning advisory prep period, or maybe, you know, Tuesdays and Thursdays or something. That's not enough. The concepts covered in the advisory need to be reinforced all day. If you talked about self-awareness and perseverance, talk about it in every subject. Okay, here's an example. Today, we are going to build on previous learning. This is going to cause you to stretch. It's going to challenge you, but it will give you an opportunity to flex your perseverance muscle. At the end of class, I will give you some time to reflect on the math concepts studied and also how you were able to persevere through the challenge. What did you do to motivate and encourage yourself? Who did you partner with? What structures did I put in place to help you? What do you think? Does that sound good? Let's get to it. So that right there was just a very simple phrasing. I threw the word perseverance in there and I talked to the kids very specifically, like building a bridge between what we learned earlier about our social and emotional capacity and how they're able to flex that muscle in my math class. This is a phrase you could swap out math for science, ELA, you know, whatever other class that you're teaching. In my Teachers Pay Teachers shop, I actually have a great word of the week resource that supports the ongoing process of building a classroom community that is welcoming and culturally inclusive. This is actually one of the resources you will get as a bonus for signing up for the live virtual Back to School Success Workshop that I'm hosting on Wednesday, August 16th at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So head over to customteachingsolutions.com/back to school to grab your spot and your resources. Remember, you get 3 bonus resources when you sign up for this workshop. Cheers, my friends, to a new school year filled with opportunities for us to seek joy, affirm culture, center equity, celebrate diversity, and strive for liberation through learning every single day. I want to thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Please share this podcast with a friend. Then go rate this podcast on your favorite streaming platform, Apple, Google, Spotify, all the places, so that other educators know that this is the podcast for them.